Previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
But if he dies without leaving a will, the risk is, of course, that if he doesn't intend his life partner to be the heir of his estate, that person could inherit the entire estate, provided that he's not survived by any children.
And this goes for partnerships, so not necessarily your wife, but just somebody you have a relationship with or a child with.
Yes, so it's quite interesting. So if you are married to a person, and but you also have a permanent life partner, that person, if you don't have a will, could qualify as a spouse and an interstate heir.
What are some of the ways to mitigate this?
To consider and plan and execute a will in terms of you appoint the heirs to your estate, whether that is your permanent life partner or all members of your family or whoever you want to be your heirs. And obviously to consider what arrangements are in place between you and your partner. For instance, if you cohabitate and you own a property jointly, or you service a mortgage bond jointly, to take those things into consideration, especially if the property is owned by one of the partners and the other one is servicing the bond, but you know it's not registered in his or her name, to make sure that there are no unforeseen complications. The other option is also to consider entering into a cohabitation agreement in terms whereof you set out the rights and obligations of each of the partners in the relationship, sharing living expenses, and what should happen when the cohabitation terminates.
From your opinion, is this a common practice, though? Because it almost seems as if one is going through so much of litigation that you might as well just get married.
Yes, we see it in practice that people do not consider what happens when it terminates on death. And if we live together and you own the property, I could potentially be out on the street if the property is bequeathed to a person other than myself. So it is shocking that people don't take executing a will serious.
So say a will is not in place and a partner passes away, what happens to that estate in terms of it going to the live-in partner?
The definition of the word spouse in that particular act was extended to include partners of the opposite sex. So until recently, it only included when you were formally married, either of the opposite or same sex, customary and religious marriages, but it was then extended to include partners of the opposite sex to qualify as a spouse and then to inherit the entire estate if you are survived by a partner only.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.